First thing you have to understand about older women is that they are as horny as guys who are, they're as horny as teenage boys. It's as simple as that. I mean, a woman who is 35, 37, 40, she is going to have a sex drive like there's no tomorrow.
Here's the thing though, by that time, her husband either tired of fucking her or the streets tired of fucking her. So when women 35, 40, they usually have to be cougars. Now let's look at this woman right here. She's beautiful. I'd give her a 9 out of 10. Some of you would probably give her a 10 out of 10. But the more pretty a woman is, the less chance that she'll end up succeeding as woman in the long run. And what do I mean by succeeding as woman in the long run? Being happily married or in a happy relationship with a man she respects, having his kids, living a wholesome life. That's the biggest W as a woman, biologically. But the prettier a woman is, the less likely that she's going to have that result. Because her ego probably too big for that car she in. I'm sure she got guys on deck. They're just going to use and abuse her. She's, of course, going to go after the top 3% guys based on what she look like. But those top 3% guys ain't going to settle down with her. She having so much fun at the club and in Miami with her friends, she don't want to settle down anyway. So by the time she start thinking about being a decent human being, which she will really have no experience in being before, so she won't be able to do it in the future or in the present. But by the time she start thinking, maybe I should be a decent human being and try to live a wholesome life, she'll be too far gone, damaged, mental and emotional damage, and being ran through by the top 3% of guys. So it's cool being young and pretty. I'm sure she get flown out all the time. I'm sure she done been on yachts and all that. But far as succeeding in the long run as woman, very unlikely.
All right, for all you single ladies out there, killing. Hey, stop, babe. I was playing. Playing.
Turn the shit off.
Babe, I was just playing.
Now look, if you saw this guy out and about at a bar or something, you'd be like, oh, this guy's a badass. No, the fuck he's not. And it's funny, a lot of the guys who look like this, tattoos all over, they always trying to give off that tough guy energy. They get beat by their bitch at home. I knew a guy. He would act tough at work, but then came out that his wife would beat his ass when he got home. So it's just a lesson. Don't believe the hype when guys be trying to act like they hard and gangsters and shit. You'd be surprised what go on behind closed doors.
Only 14% of men are 6 foot or taller. 6'2 or taller, less than 4% of men. So that's such a limited pool for the tall queens.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa. You'd think like the average height of a guy is 6 foot based on the standard of society. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's like
women don't give a damn about them stats. Women are living in their own fantasy world. And then you got to think, let's just say there is two or three guys in her high school, for example, that are 6 foot or higher. She has the opportunity to fuck them. So her reality is dating guys that are 6 feet. So when somebody say, oh, your standards are unrealistic, only 10% of guys in the world are 6 foot and higher, she don't care because she didn't have dudes who were 6 feet. So she don't care if it was 0.005. She's like, I'm special and I'm going to get that 0.005 and I have in the past. If you're a moderately attractive female, you have access to at least have sex with damn near any guy you want. As far as getting commitment out of a guy, that's when women start to fail. I'm just leaving TikToks like this here to test y'all simp level. Just see where it's at. Would you pay for that? If she was charging $100 for it? Or would you be skeptical that she only charging $100?
Oh, Donna, you're looking fine.
Thanks, Brad.
Oh, hey, Donna. You look nice today.
Both of them dudes some suckers. The Chad-looking dude a simp for giving this bitch unwarranted attention. She ain't do anything to deserve that compliment. Ignore these hoes. Don't say anything sexual or anything like that at work with these females. Because one day she might like it, the next day it's sexual harassment. When she ain't in the mood. I've seen it happen. It don't take nothing for them to flip on you. Or if you do something they don't like at some point, they'll retroactively accuse you of some shit she was cool with at the time.
Okay, so I'm stuck in a stupid situation ATM and I have no idea what to do. Basically, this is the situation. I, 23F, have an ex-BF, let's call him Bob. We broke up about 10 months ago. I now have a new boyfriend. Let's call him Steve. We've been together for about 4 months now. Me and my ex Bob share quite some friends, as we were part of the same group of friends for a few years. We're all in our 20s. After we broke up, most of these friends stayed friends with the both of us, which obviously makes things quite tricky. We didn't break up as friends. My ex actually had a really hard time with the breakup and he couldn't accept it for a long time. This also led to us not hanging out with the group of friends at the same time, and I've only seen him once ever since we broke up. My new boyfriend has met most of my friends by now, and they all seem to really like him. Within this group of friends, there's this couple, Tom and Sasha. They are good friends of mine, and they're also good friends with my ex, especially Tom is quite close with Bob. They will throw a birthday party next week. They invited me, and I asked Sasha if I could bring my boyfriend. She said of course. However, yesterday all of a sudden she messaged me saying they don't want my new boyfriend to come anymore. She and Tom had talked about it, and Tom decided it's better if Steve doesn't come, since they will also invite my ex, and they don't want to make him feel uncomfortable or sad. He is still having a hard time accepting that we broke up, and especially that I have a new boyfriend. I told my boyfriend about this, and he's quite bummed about it. He understands their point of view, since obviously my ex is better friends with them than my new boyfriend, but at the same time he feels like this is just part of life, and that my ex will need to face reality at some point, and that this is just making it awkward for no reason. He then asked me if I still plan on going, and I said I don't know. On one hand I do want to go, but on the other hand it feels weird that they're just straight up saying my BF can't come. What would you do?
Okay, first of all, that group of friends that told you you couldn't bring your boyfriend to the party, they picked your ex over you, basically. They care about his feelings. They don't really care about your feelings. Or maybe they do care about both of you guys' feelings, but they care about his feelings more. Me, I wouldn't go to the party. And it would be showing disloyalty to your boyfriend for you to go to the party that he was initially invited to and then disinvited. Like, that was really rude. It's really, like, questionable character. If they already said he could come and then gonna go back and say he can't come, that's like some suspect character shit. And it should be a no-brainer for you to cut that group of friends off, or those two friends at least, and be loyal to your boyfriend. But what the hell do I know? I'm just some guy on the internet. Let me know what you guys think of this situation in the comment section.